Canterbury. She lived by herself in a house in a tree. Her butlers would show up each morning at 9. They'd open the door to hear Madam whine.
I'm so blue cuckoo, blue cuckoo, blue cuckoo. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do.
She's so blue, 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 blue. She's so blue, she don't know what to do.
These dishes are faded, their edges are chipped. This world is on back weld and this one is flipped. These spoons are too tiny, these forks are no good. These knives have gone dull and don't slice like they should. My neighbors have nice things, I've seen them myself. In fact, I keep pictures up here on my shelf. Look at this new flatware of Monsieur Lagoons. And Monsieur Duplan has 12 Franklin mint spoons. And Philip Van P went and bought a new sink. Why, he even has a disposal, I think. And look at this crockpot of Madame Lacrosse's and ceramic jars where she keeps all her sauces. Nice sauces. I'm so blue, blue, blue.
She's so blue, she don't know what to do.
Just look at this sofa of Edward and Tammy's. And lovely, wow, where they keep all their jammies. I really can't stand it, I think I might die. Now where was that hanky? I'm going to cry. I'm so blue.
Was the course of a typical morning. The things that Madame Blueberry had did not make her happy, so she would gaze at her mantle of pictures and cry for the things she wanted. She was a very blueberry.